KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Friday morning, July 9th of 2021. It's already Friday. We've already made it to Friday after the short week this week. Of course, the observed holiday on Monday made it a short week for all of us. Or was not a short week was the state legislature and State Senator Dan Fine joining us live in studio. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Good morning, Spencer. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you taking some time. Ran into you at breakfast on the farm. You said, love to be on the show to talk about the budget. And here we are.
Here we are.
The budget.
Yes.
So before we get into that, you've been a busy guy. I've followed you on Facebook, and you're out at everything going on this summer.
Well, last summer we couldn't go to anything, so I'm trying to get around to almost everything that goes on in the district. Yesterday I was at four different events throughout the district. So if you've got something going on, reach out to our office. We'd love to get it on the calendar. If we can make it, we'll get there. You were just had the weather forecast on. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Lots of good stuff going on out there. You can always see me at a Doc Spider game once in a while.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Let's get out there and enjoy it.
Doc Spider's playing real well here this year. I mean, they made the playoffs already. You clinched the first half championship, and the Brewers are hot. The Bucks, we're talking off the air. Got to get things turned around here.
Yeah, they got to turn that one around. But the baseball is going well in Wisconsin area right now.
So. That is true. We'll focus on the positives with baseball, and hopefully the Bucks will join the positive column here this weekend. But non-sports note: the budget 2 weeks ago now was passed by the state Senate, and yesterday, just yesterday, Governor Evers signing it. He did have, 50
line item vetoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So overall, just your general reaction to how this budget process went and your reaction to what Evers, what the governor did yesterday.
Well, let me start off with how the budget process works. Mm-hmm. Back in February, the governor introduces a budget to the legislature. He introduced a budget that had over $1 billion. I think it was $1.1 billion in tax increases. Increased spending in the state by, I do believe it was 9%, a lot of non-starters. So we took that budget, we set it aside, and the legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance came up with a good Republican budget that, A, cut taxes, kept spending in check down to 2%, which it should be, one of the best budgets I've had the pleasure of voting for. A lot of good things in there for health care, for employers, employees, families, property owners. So we'll get to a couple of those highlights. But on June 30th, the legislature the Senate passed it. On June 29th, the Assembly passed it. So it went on to the governor, and the governor did sign the Republican budget that was sent to him. He signed it yesterday about 10 a.m. It was good to see. He signed a tax cut in there that was put in there by the Republican legislature of about $3.4 billion. So if you remember, I said the governor wanted to raise the taxes by $1 billion. We cut them by $3.4 billion. And the average typical family in the state of Wisconsin will see a $1,200 savings through income taxes and property tax relief. So if you're a property, if you're a homeowner in the city of Fond du Lac, or anywhere in state of Wisconsin, you are going to see a property tax cut due to this budget. What your locals do on that end, but from the state side, we're putting more money into property tax relief. Income tax, that third bracket, comes down from 6.27% down to 5.3%. So almost a 19% reduction in that tax bracket. So we're going to be taking less of your money. And the reason we were able to do that is we had a surplus of extra income coming in because you guys paid in too much money. So we felt the rightful place for it was back in your pockets, so we don't take it again the next time. So we're in a better place moving forward. The structural deficit moving forward is in the best place we've ever been. Our ending balance is going to be about $450 million. So we like to have a little bit extra to play with at the end because in this economy, we don't know where we're going to be. The feds have poured $50 billion into this economy over the last year and a half. So we want to make sure that we're not overcompensating, that we have something left over in case we do slow down a little bit. But all signs indicate this economy is going to keep on going.
When you look at the budget process and considering that the legislature essentially took the budget the governor presented and put it aside and basically rewrote the budget, crafted your own budget, are you, I guess, surprised that the governor signed the budget you proposed? I just reading a little news updates on it, he kind of really didn't have a choice but to sign it. Your take on kind of the sign versus no sign from the governor?
I mean, to not sign it would have been you know, it takes him, puts school funding in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Local governments like to know where they're at. From the state budget, townships, villages, cities, schools, tech colleges, all, and the universities all get money from the state for operations, and they like to know where they are going into their budget cycles. If he doesn't, if he vetoes it, they stay under the last budget spending. So that's not the worst thing. They know where they are, but mm-hmm. they don't get any increases or any cuts, whatever they are. And the biggest thing is this thing had a $3.4 billion tax cut in there. How is he going to veto something that says, to about 85% of all Wisconsinites, I am going to not give you a tax cut because you paid in too much money. Mm-hmm. And the other thing we got to keep in mind here, this budget puts in enough money for schools, K through 12 schools, Fondy High, and all those other schools in this area in the state, that gets us to two-thirds funding. It's been a goal for a long, long time. And then it also puts enough money into the maintenance of effort that secures the $2.3 billion from the federal government for schools. So to put that in perspective, $2.3 billion for schools and the state money comes out to about $2,900 additional per student. For some context, in the last budget, we put in another extra $600-some per student. The feds are putting in another $2,900, so this secures that funding, and schools should have enough money to run their operations and do what they need to do throughout the next 2 years.
So we really had no choice but to sign him, considering all those factors you just talked about.
Considering all those factors, his only choice was to do some line item vetoes on certain things that he didn't like, but to secure that federal funding for the schools, and to, how does a governor tell all Wisconsinites, I'm not giving you a tax cut because you paid in too much money. Mm-hmm. So he's out there trying to take the win for it. I don't blame him for that. I would do the same thing, but let's be really clear and honest here. This is a Republican-led legislature that put forth a budget that was really good, and the governor agreed with what we did. In fact, it was bipartisan. There was three senators on the Democratic side that voted with us, and I do believe there was four in the Assembly that voted with the Republicans as well, because it's good for their districts as well.
Yeah, I saw on your Facebook yesterday about his comments, the governor's comments, taking credit for that. I know yep. some Republicans weren't too happy with that deal, how he kind of said, "Hey, look what I delivered!" Right? It's essentially your budget, as you talked about.
Well, you know that I would do the same thing if I was him, right?
You it's
know,
politics, right?
Yeah, it's politics. If you're going to have a press conference to sign the budget, you're going to take credit for everything that's in there because your signature is on it to make it law.
Sure.
But let's be clear, it was a Republican-led budget, and when it came to joint finance votes, almost all the votes were not bipartisan. They were straight along party lines. And in the Senate and the Assembly, they were almost straight along party lines as well, with a few minor exceptions.
Talking with State Senator Dan Fine for a few more minutes here on the program this morning here at KFIZ. Those line item vetoes, I know you told me you were still kind of reviewing those. Anything stand out in particular from what you had a chance to look at?
There was nothing that really jumped out at me. Like I said, I had a busy day yesterday, but I scrolled through them really quick. And, you know, there was some projects here where he didn't like where the funding was coming from, so he took that part out. Nothing of major substance popped out at me. There was one school up in the, I do believe it's Minocqua area, that had some special funding in for. It dealt with kids with autism and things like that up in that area. So he vetoed out funding for that. And I got to look more into that, but I don't want to say too much on that without knowing all the details.
Sure.
Some other good things in the budget, a lot of good health care highlights, increases reimbursement rates by $250 million over the biennium for nursing homes. Funding increase for health care workers of $182 million over the biennium. Increases reimbursement rates for dentists, $46 million for the biennium. So there's a lot of good stuff in here. It expands Alzheimer's and dementia caregiver programs. So a lot of good stuff for health care, a lot of good stuff for all the citizens throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Very good. Now, legislative session is over for a bit here. Anything you're working on down the pipe as we get into latter half of the summer, into the fall?
Well, there's a lot of bills out there right now. I'm chair of the Economic and Workforce Development Committee. So one of the main focuses, as I always say, has been workforce development. And if you drive down any main street right now or anywhere, there's a business, usually says help wanted outside it. So we're trying to focus on, of the people that are on unemployment, how many of those is the $300 bump in federal affecting keeping them on unemployment? There are some. It's not all of them. We know that. And then once we do get rid of that, you know, where do all these people come from to fill the jobs? And that is a tough nut to crack, but we are working on it. This budget that we just got signed into law does allocate some money for WEDC to start up the program again to attract workers to Wisconsin. We need to get more money into that, I do believe, because other states are doing it as well, so we just need to do it better. Wisconsin's a great place to live, great place to work, and a lot of good activities going on, low cost of living, shorter commute times. So people from Illinois, if you're listening, come on up.
Come on up here, and we got better sports teams, too.
Yes, we do right now.
So. Very good. Senator, thanks for the time. Prediction for Sunday's Game 3 for the Bucks.
I think Bucks win by about 20.
All right. Bucks in six, everybody. Thanks for coming in, Dan. State Senator Dan Fine joining us here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It's 1021. Much